NFA TV, we have a lot going on.
11 o'clock. It's time for lunch with Brian and Steve.
35-30. That's Goggins at the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Fort Page.
She's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
Defeating the Southside Panthers, 28 Panthers, 28. Guys, I'm mighty.
Make sure you tune in to our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to FPTV Studios. I'm Brian Northcutt, your host, and we are here for Hayden Chambers' announcement of his college decision. This is FPTV Studios. We're excited to have you here. Is it going to be Mississippi State, who he's been committed to for so long, or did Auburn make a late push here at the end of the recruiting cycle? Today is the first official day for the 2026 signing class, and we're live. I know there's live people going everywhere all over the recruiting landscape. And we're glad that you decided to join us. So it's so excited to have everybody here with us today. We also have in studio a live audience. So y'all give it up over here. Here. Going to have some fun today. We've got, it's not just a simple announcement. We're going to do several things. We're going to have an interview with Hayden that really kind of goes outside of football. We're going to talk to his parents. We're going to talk to his high school coach. We're just going to have a good time. We're also sponsored today. We've got several sponsors with FPTV that we're so thankful for. Today we're sponsored by Jefferson's. They're going to provide some food for us. Excited to have Jake and Robbie in town. If you guys are on the south end of Fort Payne, you need to go check out Jefferson's. And what says college football better than Jefferson's Restaurant? A great place to go and eat. And so it's so excited to have those guys as sponsors. As I said, my name's Brian Northcutt. I help lead the audiovisual department here at Fort Payne High School. So excited to have and have gotten to know Hayden a lot over the years, and so excited to have you guys with us today. So let's go ahead and get straight to our first guest. So we have in studio Coach Chris Elmore, the head coach of Fort Payne High School. Glad to have him. Everybody give it up for Coach Elmore. Yeah. So in a bit of an ironic twist of all of this, and actually we've got the shakers on the wrong side, I'm an Auburn grad,
yeah.
And you're a Mississippi State grad, so that's kind of a little bit strange.
Yeah, it
feels
it
weird, doesn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Where's your cowbell? You don't have a cowbell?
I should have brought it, I guess.
So let's talk through. I mean, you've coached a lot of kickers. You had two of the three McPhersons.
Well, one. Evan was graduating. He was graduating when I got here.
Okay. My mistake. But you also coach Connor Hughes, which are statistically speaking is probably the best kicker in the history of Fort Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hayden follows up with that. Tell me, what do you see different, or what's different? It may not be anything between Hayden and those other guys that just makes him different.
Well, I think the big thing with Hayden, I think just his story and how he got to where he is to me a story of resilience that I hope all young kids will pay attention to, because, you know, he had to basically wait his time behind Connor because, honestly, when they were both coming up and both, you know, when Hayden was in ninth grade and Connor was in 10th, and I was going to be interested to see how that kind of kicking battle unfolded the next 2 or 3 years. But Connor just continued to make kicks, and he never really missed. In fact, he went an entire season one time, did not miss a single field goal, and the next season I think he missed two. So it was hard to replace a guy that was as consistent as he was. But Hayden waited his time. He did a great job as our punter the last couple of years and did a great job on kickoffs. But a lot of guys would have gotten frustrated or disgruntled or whatever it is, but he never did. He kept working. He kept on the side trying to get better. And then when his opportunity came this year, he made the most of it and had a great season for us made a lot of field goals. That did a lot of great things for us.
Speaking of some of those plays, let's take a look at a couple of those right now. We've got some video clips that you're going to bring and talk us through these.
So a lot of people remember this play. So right after we'd first of all, I should have put on the right before this happened, we had a high snap on a punt late in the game in the Scottsboro game, and he made a great decision by picking the ball up and running out of the back of the end zone. Something we had talked about in the past that had happened to us the previous year, and he had learned from that and made a great decision to take a safety. And so we had to kick off after a safety with about 20 seconds to go in the game up two. And we had talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago about what he thought would be better, a kickoff or a punt. And he told me he thought he could punt better on a safety or after a safety. And so after watching him do it at practice a couple times, I agreed with him. And so we decided to punt. And then he hits the punt that'll be, you know, talked around here for a long, long time. And obviously punting from his 20 and the ball lands inside the 15 and over the guy's head, and he misplays it and ends up being a touchback. Most people don't understand the high school rules, but once that ball went in the end zone, it was a touchback. There was no safety there, obviously, but great play that flipped the field. And now, instead of getting the ball to, you know, midfield, they got it. They got it at their own 20 with just a few seconds left. This is in the May Jemison game. If we had not had him, as accurate as he was this night, I'm not sure we'd have won this game. He made some big kicks early in the game. This is a field goal. We really struggled scoring in the red zone against this team. This is a 40-something yard field goal here that he hits right down the middle here, as you can see on the camera. Up. And then this is another. This is an example. I said. He was so effective all year for us on kickoffs and went back and looked at the stats, and 3 out of 73 kickoffs did not go in the end zone, which that's an amazing stat. And I actually went back and looked, Alex had a similar senior. Alex had only 3 of his kickoffs his senior year. So when you compare the two, he had the same kind of kickoff year that Alex had his senior year. But this kind of shows how good he is and how talented he is. This was after a personal foul on an extra point against May Jemison. So we had a kickoff from our own 25, and he kicks one not just to the end zone, but lands in the end zone. So 75 yards plus in the air, which, you know, when you think about the effectiveness of that, and you know, like I said, we covered 3 kickoffs all year. Unfortunately, we were not our percentage wasn't very good because we gave one of those 3 got returned for a touchdown. Yeah. But it was a great advantage to have him all year because every one of those kickoffs, as you can see, are going in the end zone pretty much the whole year. This is in the Mortimer Jordan game. It didn't show the first one. Time was running out on the first one from 57 yards. I didn't want us to back up anymore, so I called a late timeout because I was afraid we were about to get a delay a game. He actually had made it before, so he made 2 straight 57-yard kicks.
Yeah, I was questioning you right here.
Yeah.
Let him get the state record.
We wanted to get that 3 points, and I felt like he could make the 57. He could have made the 62, obviously, but we were proud of him for getting this 57-yarder right down the middle again with plenty of room to spare. So that was a big play in this game as well.
I had several fans. We were on Mortimer Jordan's side going, who is this guy? I guess a lot of people don't follow recruiting for kickers, but they were like, who is this guy?
Yeah, that's first game I've probably ever coached that the officials, all they wanted to talk about was Hayden. They kept talking about how good Hayden was. And actually told me at halftime, we had not punted in the first half, and said, Coach, could y'all punt one time? We just want to see him punt one time. I said, well, I'd rather not punt if it's all the same to you. I'd rather keep scoring. But if we do punt, you're in for it. And so this was later in that game, ironically, and he punts one 60-plus yards here and flips the field. We're obviously punting from inside our own 30. And he hits one as good as he can hit, and obviously goes all the way to the other end. So, you know, he averaged 50 yards, basically a punt the entire year. Even our net all year was 40, which that's incredible in high school football to have a net of 40. So, you know, huge advantage for us on special teams when he had to go in and punt. Let's see. Now, so what a lot of people don't understand.
We're not kicking, Coach. What's going on?
People ask me, so what are y'all doing putting him at receiver? And I said, well, what you don't understand is he is the fastest player on the team. He's not kind of the fastest player. He is the fastest player on the team. And so we had talked about it in the summer about did he want to do it. You know, obviously I'm worried about getting him hurt because we can't lose him, obviously. But he wants to contribute. He wants to play. And so we had, you know, periodically used him in certain games, and we thought this game we could get him matched up on a corner on a post ball. And so we did. And he runs by him on a post and makes a terrific catch. I mean, he practices every day with us at receiver as well. And that's not as easy to catch as he makes that look, but a great catch that big play in the game. It gets us down there and a chance to score early in the game, take control. Pelham game, another big play in the game. They kind of stopped us here. They had momentum. You can kind of see their sidelines excited. And then he hits a 54-yard field goal here to kind of quiet the momentum a little bit and give us back the edge there. So big kick there in that game as well. You can see this one just kind of barely slides in the right corner. But another big 50-plus yard kick. And then in our playoff game, tried several different things this night with trying to get him matched up on some of their guys because we felt like he could run by them, and finally were able to hit one here in the second half. Another just a deep ball to him. He outruns the guy, makes a great catch, and sets up our first touchdown there in the playoffs. So, you know, just a lot of different things that he obviously did through us throughout the year. Yeah. Kickoffs, he was perfect on PATs, never missed a PAT. 14 of 21 on field goals, 50-yard punt average. A couple of explosive plays on offense. So, you know, you name it, he did it. And I think he did everything but sell popcorn. But he had a great season for us. And, again, I think what I want the young kids to understand is he waited 3 years for this to happen. And he waited his time and was ready for his moment. And he made the most of it when it came.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you about next year and thinking about not having him here. So we'll just let you.
He better start training some people as well. He needs to get busy getting some guys ready.
All right, well, we're going to come back. We're going to do another interview. I've got a student that's going to come up and interview Hayden, not about football. So we'll be right back right after this.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Sydney Northcutt with FPTV, and we are here with Hayden Chambers talking about kind of his life outside of football. So Hayden, what are some of your interests and hobbies that you like to do when you're not kicking the football?
So football season did just end pretty recently, and life kind of definitely slowed down after that. I wasn't practicing until 5 o'clock every day, so I had to find something to do. And I've been talking to my friends that play golf, so I've been thinking about playing golf this year. So I've been going to the course with them. JP Grote, Stokes Latham, they've been getting me right. After watching basketball, every time basketball season comes around, I get back into basketball. I like going to the rec, whether it's working out, playing basketball with friends, just I like being active. I don't like sitting on the couch watching TV. That's just who I am, though. And we live in Fort Payne, Alabama, so there's not that much to do.
That's right.
But there's a lot of ponds and there's a lot of woods, so I'm into hunting and fishing. I like it on a sunny Saturday. What do? You go find a pond, you throw a lure out there. But church on Wednesday nights, Bible study Sunday nights. My faith is a big part of my journey and how I got here. I think we're going to talk about that in a mm-hmm. second. But, yeah, I love church. My youth pastor, Dylan Hillier, he's an awesome guy. And, yeah, the Craigs, they put on a Bible study every Sunday night, and it's definitely helping lead me in the right direction. So.
Yeah. And I've also gotten the chance to go to that Bible study on Sunday, so that's been really fun. So I've also gotten the chance just to kind of be friends with Hayden for a little while, and we've also served on the FCA worship team together. And so I've gotten just a chance to talk to him on a deeper level, and I know that kind of church and his faith and walk with the Lord is super important to him and super vital and just a big part of this decision that he's had. So Hayden, kind of talk about church and just your walk and relationship with the Lord and how that's played a huge part in just where you are today and your decision.
So this is actually my first year as an FCA leader. My sister did it for a while, so I always knew I wanted to do it, but I never could get the courage to sign the paper and just, take on that role. But last year, my friends, some of my better friends, Sam McCurdy, Braden Gatlin, Jimmy Bassett, they were FCA leaders, and Sam got me to sign that paper one night, and it led to this. I'm glad that happened. But really, I wanted to be able to lead others. I wanted to give people guidance that didn't know Jesus on the level that I knew him. And yeah, that's that with FCA, but my walk with Christ was a huge decision, a huge part of my decision that I'm going to reveal later. But yesterday is really when I made my final decision on where I was going to go. So last night before I went to sleep, I played Gratitude by Brandon Lake, and I just took a minute to thank God for all I've done because I'm extremely blessed.
Yeah, when you also got the chance to kind of share your story and testimony at Fields of Faith this year mm-hmm. With over, 400 or 500 students there. And so just getting to encourage them that your walk with the Lord is super important. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to say on that?
I don't.
That's okay. That's okay. But I know I've gotten to watch you grow and pray through this whole decision. And so it's been super encouraging. But yeah. So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll be back after the commercial break.
All right, welcome back. Brian Northcutt here hosting Hayden Chambers College Signing Party. We're having a big festive atmosphere here. Everybody give it up one more time. Hey, live studio audience. And I am joined now by Eric and Miranda Chambers, Hayden's parents. So welcome to the studio. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So how are you feeling? What's give me a description. What's the emotions right now?
A little nervous.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah?
I think just super blessed and overwhelmed and
it's kind of big.
Excited.
It's big, isn't it? Yeah, it's really big. I remember when Sydney, who was interviewing as my daughter, was a cheerleader in junior high, and I remember, I remember hearing, hey, Hayden's about to kick an extra point, and it's his first one. I don't remember what game it was. I just remember that, like, he's down there, and I saw him, and he practiced, like, 1,000 times before the kick, and, you know, it got through, and it was a decent-looking kick, but it was a junior high kick, and I was thinking, okay. And I just, in that mind, when we were talking about having this meeting here, I remember, I believe, his first live kick in a game. And so at what point, talking back all the way back to there, to 7th or 8th grade, up to now, was there a specific point at which you go, okay, we're at a different level now? This is not just, ha-ha, this is fun, little high school game. It's getting serious. Is there a point at which you recall, like you instantly go, okay, we've made a transition into a different league now, and he's going to be a major college prospect?
I think it comes a lot with the training and the competitions that he goes to. You kind of see how he stacks up against other people around him and where they're at in the country, really.
Yeah, the recruiting process is so much different than when I was coming through school. The camps really kind of dictate a lot of who's getting offers and things like that. Is it a friendly environment with other parents? Do you guys know a lot of the other parents of these kids that are out there?
That's
or is it a little bit more
Amaryl and Autumn Pearson always told us to try to make friends, and I'm super competitive, and so I want my kid to beat me. So I don't be a friend, but you do. I mean, because you all end up at the same competition, same places. Even really with recruiting, you end up at the same colleges. So you make friends over time. It's been exciting for me today watching Twitter, seeing who's signing where, and.
Yeah. Did y'all follow this kind of stuff beforehand, or were you interested? No, not at all.
Not much.
So how has it been? Are the coaches, what's kind of been a surprise or something that you're like, I didn't really realize it was like this? Has there been any particular moment in which you go, yeah, this was kind of unique, this was different, this is?
I think I'm different than a lot of parents because most parents think their kid's the best at whatever they do.
Right.
But I'm a realist, and so I was always kind of like, is he really that good? Is he different? You know, I mean, his coach in Birmingham would say he's great or whatever. You'd see other coaches, they'd say he was really good. But I'm in the back of my mind thinking I don't want to get too excited. And so once the recruiting process kind of started, he started winning some competitions, then I kind of let myself be excited. And
Eric, what about you?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just been a long journey. And
are you glad it's over? Well, at least
it's been a lot of fun,
it.
But we put a lot of miles on cars. We've stayed in a lot of hotel rooms. We've been to a lot of camps, and it's just been a lot of fun. But
yeah.
it's probably a little bit sad to see it going.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll
I remember my mom was always sitting down, everybody standing up when I was going to kick, and she would grab people's hands. How are you when he's out there?
I'm just praying.
Do you watch?
Good kick. It's not good. Oh yeah.
It is very nerve wracking.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. When it's not you out there, it's him, and you're. Just scared and nervous.
Yeah. I always just hope we're way more nervous than him.
Yeah, let it all be on me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, well, and you said earlier, and we're not going to reveal it now, and I thought Hayden might say something there earlier, but you know what the decision is.
We do.
Okay, and so I wanted to ask that just, but anyway, we're going to get to that here shortly. We've got the next segment we're going to have Hayden up here. So is there anything else that you want to tell everybody out there about Hayden? Maybe something that's not related to football. I know Mama loves to talk, so.
No, he's a really good kid.
I mean,
we're super blessed. He is a really good kid. And that doesn't mean I don't still try to tell him things. Still try to push him in the right direction, but he's a great kid.
Well,
we've been really blessed, both schools, the college. We fell in love with the coaches,
the
recruiting staff. They've all been so great. We've had the best season because we've gotten to go to both all season long. So.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, thanks for joining us, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to take one more commercial break. We're going to come back, and it is now time for the big reveal. So we're going to get everybody up here. We'll be back after this, and we'll have Hayden's decision coming up. All right, we are back here at Hayden Chambers Decision Day. So here it is, on set also with Eric and Miranda, is Mike McCabe with one-on-one kicking, Hayden's kicking coach. We're not going to do a whole lot of talking, but just give us a quick synopsis of Hayden Chambers, the kicker, the punter.
Well, you know, to get to the level that he's at, you have to put in a lot of work. And he actually did that. He bought into it, so I kept coming up here as well extra to keep working with him and pushing him and grinding. Especially on punting, kickoffs, field goals. And I knew right by his junior year, you know, he's got the talent to play FBS anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so you start leading out, you know, films, clips, to especially his coaches, everything else. You know, combine settings are great, really teaches you how to compete. But once you do really well at a camp and they love you, I mean, it's game over.
Okay, so you've been doing this a while. What do you see as his trajectory over the next 4 to 5 years?
Well, I've been doing this since 2001. I've 18 that play in the NFL, which I'm blessed. You know, that's only from God driven. He has NFL ability. There's no question.
Good deal.
I mean, I already said to him today, Lou Groza.
Yeah, you were chanting Lou Groza there. That's right.
You know, so you got to have that mindset if you want to get to that next level.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody misses, and you just forget about it, and you go one for one, two for two, and start all over again.
There we go. Okay. Well, it is now time, so I'm going to step aside. And Hayden, we're going to let you take the stage and do your thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just want to take a second and thank some people. Of course, I want to thank Coach Mike McCabe. Without him, this is really not possible. One-on-one kicking has been a huge game changer for my recruitment and my ability just to become a better kicker. I want to thank my mom and dad most of all. But other than God, I want to thank him most of all. But without them driving me everywhere, I'm not getting recruited either. And I want to thank the community of Fort Payne for just always supporting me, being there with me. Wherever I go, y'all have always got my back. And all my friends, all my teammates that have supported me throughout this journey, I love y'all. But it comes down to this. It may surprise some people. As y'all know, I've been committed to Mississippi State for a while now. But after recent conversations, nothing's changed. Let's go to Starkville.
There you go. Okay, so
I got a little nervous there.
I thought, okay, wow, I was getting ready for a whole other set of questions there. So you committed to Mississippi State on in the process, mm-hmm. And but I, having been an Auburn grad, I've been at the last couple of games and have seen you last couple of games a lot. And so how strong was the pull for Auburn there?
I mean, it was incredibly. Auburn, with Hugh Freeze, was an incredibly faith-based program, and that's what I really liked about Auburn. But with Hugh Freeze being gone, I don't know about the new head coach, and Mississippi State's just been steady and consistent throughout the whole process. So.
Yep. All right, so Mississippi State is it. Mom and Dad, how are y'all feeling?
We're excited.
Very excited. Okay, it's not too far of a drive. How far is it to Starkville from here?
About 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay, all right. So, Hayden, you said, and Sydney alluded to this, and I think you've shared this before, kind of walk through that moment when you decided, okay, it is Mississippi State.
I think it, man. All right, so we went to Forward Conference this past summer. And before that, I had received an offer from Auburn. I received an offer from Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And Dad texted me while we were on the bus ride over there and said, you need to pray about your decision. So I prayed a lot, and I've never seen anything more clear than that weekend that my future was in Starkville at Mississippi State.
Okay. Well, good. Well, congratulations. Congratulations, whole Chambers family. We're excited for you. Fort Payne is pulling for you. And so thrilled with your decision. So, all right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you guys for joining us, live streaming and everything on Facebook and FPTV app. We're going to stay around and take some pictures and have some food and celebrate. So that's it. I'm Brian Northcutt, your host, FPTV. We are out.